USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says the mask mandate on planes and other forms of public transportation is unconstitutional. The judge saying the CDC overstepped its authority and declared the rule invalid. It was recently extended through May 3rd due to concerns about the new subvariant of Omicron. With the Senate still on their Easter recess, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is taking part in a luncheon in Shelby County, Kentucky, to discuss the importance of the state and the country. The senator says because of the American Rescue Plan, inflation is getting out of hand.
I think the president's richly deserved his approval ratings, which are well below 40 now. The biggest mistake was the $2 trillion so-called American Rescue Plan.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A new study is out taking a look at the affordability of owning a home.
According to Fannie Mae's most recent national housing survey, houses are affordable. The catch? If you already own one. 92% of homeowners say that their current home is affordable. The reason they're more affordable? 9 out of 10 mortgages in America carry an interest rate of less than 5%. Now, thanks to inflation, 5% is the official starting level of a 30-year fixed mortgage. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida's Department of Education rejected 41% of proposed math textbooks submitted for use in the state's public schools. The DOE saying the books contained critical race theory and other forms of political indoctrination. The governor saying it seems that some publishers were attempting to slap a fresh coat of paint on an old house built on the foundation of Common Core. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is expected to cut economic growth across the globe this year. That's according to the World Bank, which now expects the economy to grow by 3.2%. That's down nearly a full percentage point. Higher costs for food and fuel are also to blame for the slower than expected growth. Americans are shelling out more to heat their homes with natural gas this spring. Figures show U.S. natural gas prices hitting their highest level since 2008 this week, just as forecasts are calling for cooler than usual temperatures. Industry group EBW Analytics says the weather shift has sent the U.S. market into overdrive. Natural gas prices are up more than 100% for the year as Russia's war on Ukraine causes a global energy crunch. A gruesome discovery was found in New York City on Sunday.
A mother of two was found dead inside of a duffel bag off a popular walking path in a New York City park right near her home. Orsoya Gal, 51, had been found covered in blood inside the duffel bag at around 8 in the morning by a man who was walking his dogs near Forest Park in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Queens. Police followed a trail of blood back to her home. They found a 13-year-old son was there alone, and he told police he didn't know where his mother was. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.